Well, if you're hungry, Cranford Radio has the answer for you today. We're at Little Buffalo on North Avenue West in Cranford. I'm talking to Michael Maggio, who is the owner of Little Buffalo. Michael, welcome to Cranford Radio.
Thank you, Bernie.
For those of you who haven't been to Little Buffalo, you've only been here since the beginning of November. Tell us a bit about the business and what you're doing.
Absolutely. So we're a small quick-serve restaurant. We serve several dishes, fairly simple menu of things that I grew up with in Buffalo, New York. I spent most of my life in Buffalo in the Rochester area. I went to school in Rochester. And when my wife and I go home, these are the types of foods that we look forward to.
Now, of course, everyone who is familiar with Buffalo, even if they haven't been there, thinks of buffalo wings. That's one of the things that you serve here, but that's not it. What else is common in Buffalo to eat?
Well, there's a couple things. One is our beef on weck sandwich, which is made on a special roll called a Kimmelwick roll. This originated in the Buffalo area, and what it is a Kaiser-like roll with pretzel salt, caraway seed, and horseradish. And what we do is we take fresh-cut roast beef. We heat it in au jus to a medium rare, put a dollop of horseradish on it, and then we soak the bread. And what we say is the wetter, the better. And this started in, as I said, in the Buffalo area, and we wanted to bring this home. This is one of the things that we look forward to when we get there. A pretty cool story is when I first opened the restaurant, I thought, where am I going to get these Kimmelwick rolls? So I contacted Kathy at Redsmith, and I told her about the concept of the restaurant being about Buffalo and some of the flavors of Buffalo, and she said, oh, my God, you're going to ask me to make Kimmelwick rolls. She said, I'm from Buffalo. So it was just a great experience, and she said, I've been waiting 20 years for somebody to ask me to make that. My wife and I jokingly said that was the sign that we thought, oh, we are on to something, and this is going to be great.
In addition to that, what else will folks find on the menu here?
So we do hot dogs, a brand called Zweigel's. So we do a red hot, which is a beef and pork hot dog, a white hot, which is veal and pork, and then a foot long, which people seem to love. And one of the things we do, and one of the things, again, the way we grew up, is everything is char-grilled. I guess when it's that cold in Buffalo year-round, you kind of want that feel of summer. So we char-grill everything, and these hot dogs are pretty cool. They're larger than your average hot dog. They're 6 to a pound. And when we char-grill them, the natural casing actually pops open, so we call them the pop-open hot dogs. We also do cheeseburgers, not your typical hipster burger. These are kind of thin patties, and what we do is a single, double, triple. No kids' meals. The kids get the singles. Mom or dad get the double, and if you're really hungry, you get the triple. We also do chicken fingers, and then a unique dish, which is actually modeled after a restaurant called Nick Tahoe's in Rochester, New York, called the Little Buffalo Plate. They called it the garbage plate. It was a famous place from midnight to 4 a.m., and what that is two cheeseburgers, no buns, on a bed of mac salad and french fries covered in our signature sauce. We tried to stay somewhat unique and simple. One of the things that, again, kind of the way we grew up was it wasn't about the lettuce and the tomatoes and all the toppings, but each one of the places at home come with a special sauce. So we have four sauces, each inspired by one of the iconic restaurants in the Buffalo-Rochester area, and you can mix and match. So although we have a simple menu, there's a lot of changes and ways to customize it for yourself. And our hope was always that people would say, oh, you eat the red hot with a signature sauce? Oh, no way. I eat it with the spicy, with mustard. And it's kind of growing this concept of simple but customizable. And then last, and certainly not least, and it's grown beyond our kind of wildest expectations, is we do a series of wedge salads, which is an iceberg with either blue cheese or ranch, bacon bits, and then your choices of meat, either grilled chicken, buffalo grilled chicken, a chicken finger, or quite a few people like the cheeseburger.
It seems almost every restaurant you go to these days has buffalo wings. You're a native of the Buffalo area. What's unique about the wings they serve in Buffalo versus the wings you can get everywhere else?
Yeah, a couple things, and it sounds kind of simple, but we follow a multi-step process. So we don't just deep fry and shake them in a container. We actually pre-boil the wings. That helps get rid of a lot of the fat content. And then we fry them very quickly, and what this does is it makes the outside crispy and the inside nice and juicy while being thoroughly cooked, so it's kind of a nice sensation. And then the last thing is we actually use a wok to caramelize the sauce into the wing. So they're not not as messy, but very, very flavorful. It kind of gives it a little bit extra punch. And that's, again, you know, what we were used to and weren't able to really find, although there are some places that make some great wings in town.
Is this the first restaurant you've ever owned?
It is. It is. It's something I've always wanted to do. I've toyed around with the concept and the idea. When this became available, it just felt right. You know, sometimes I joke with my wife and I say, we're kind of like a glorified lemonade stand. You know, people come in, they order, they eat quick, and they kind of move on. And that's really the concept we were after. We wanted people to be able to get something quick, not have to spend hours that I'm, you know, waiting and eating, but rather something quick and enjoyable and something that'll make them want to come back again.
This being your first restaurant, what are some of the surprises that you've learned being a restaurateur for the first time?
Well, you can't make everybody happy. But no, honestly, the restaurant, it's an amazing place, and this is not a terribly complicated restaurant, so I really have gained a lot of respect for people who own larger restaurants with really complicated menus. Some of the ordering and having, you know, something as simple as our food delivery service be late, you know, and not having something that you need right then and there. I'm terribly shocked how many times I have to run to Restaurant Depot every week. And then honestly, the staff, and I've been extremely fortunate in finding good staff so far, knock on wood. But the reality is this place runs on the people. And I don't think that's any different from a lot of the companies I've worked for. You know, the foundation is the people, and then you build from there.
I imagine before you opened this restaurant, though, you probably were making some of these foods at home.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. Especially when any of our friends visit. You know, we dabble in. I've always made chicken wings for us. Never had quite the commercial equipment, which really makes it fun. And, you know, to be honest, you can't get all the foods, but now that I'm buying in larger quantities, they don't mind shipping stuff in from Rochester or getting special wings that we order from our food delivery service. You know, these are all the things that make this a little bit more special than just cooking it at home. But yes, we've enjoyed all of these many times right in the house.
Have you had any of your friends from the Buffalo, Rochester area come down and eat here yet? And what did they have to say?
Oh, almost all of them. So really, really have a large and close friend group. And they've all made the trip down and tickled pink because they say they can finally go to one place and get all the foods that we eat.
How long has it been since you were living up in that area?
So we moved down here in 1995. My wife's family is still there. So we go up, you know, probably 3 or 4 times a year. And every time we do, we make a series of 5 or 6 stops. I come back a little bit heavier, but very, very happy.
What were you doing before you opened this?
So I actually retired as the worldwide head of engineering for Johnson & Johnson. And then after that, I've did some consulting work and actually am one of the co-owners with Richard Benchowitz of the Heathermead Distillery in Kenilworth, where we make Tree City Vodka. So after the corporate world, I slipped into consulting and then just kept sliding into things that I really enjoy doing.
Well, certainly anyone who wants to come here, tell me what your hours are, please.
So we're open 6 days a week. We're closed on Tuesdays, and our hours are 11 a.m. until 8. We also deliver, so if you're feeling lazy, let us do the cooking and bring it to you.
And those who do want to stop by, you're right across from the post office on North Avenue West, across from the Jiffy Lube as well, next door to Investors Bank, so they can easily find where you're here.
Yeah, absolutely. We're you know, not exactly in the center of town, but we're not far from it.
Michael Maggio of Little Buffalo, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with Cranford Radio today.
Bernie, thank you so much. We really appreciate the opportunity and really want to thank everyone who's been involved personally in the restaurant, but also the people. I can't tell you how great it has been to fit into a community and see such a wonderful response. The people in Cranford continue to amaze me, and we couldn't be happier to be here.